From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome to this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a moment, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns as he continues a message entitled Closet Praying, the second in a series dealing with the vital matter of prayer. From the text in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, Dr. Cairns is setting forth Christ's instructions for prayer. First, we're to enter into our closet, away from the busyness of life. Then, we're to shut the door. If we could get through to God in prayer, we must give Him our undivided attention, free from all mental and emotional distractions. Finally, we are to pray to our Father. Our focus must be on the Lord. Also, if we would pray effectively, we must prepare our hearts by reading and meditating on the Scriptures. The message in a few minutes. But first, Dr. Cairns brings today's hot topic, Anti-Christian Britain.
England is constitutionally a Christian country. It has a state church. The British monarch is officially the defender of the faith and the supreme earthly head of the Church of England. Yet more and more Britain is becoming openly and viciously anti-Christian. Recently in Wales, an employment tribunal agreed with the British Humanist Association that a Christian charity that caters for the disabled has no right to employ only Christians in the furtherance of its work. This decision follows the path of the Canadian kangaroo courts that I referred to yesterday. In another employment dispute, they rendered the crazy ruling that a rape counselling service acted illegally by refusing to employ transsexual perverts as rape counsellors. In the British case, the British Humanist Association was crowing about its great victory. They see what many politicians won't confess. Britain is becoming more and more openly anti-Christian. Consider the implementation in April 2008 of the Sexual Orientation Regulations, so-called SORs. According to a government report, by the terms of this piece of legislation, British religious schools may no longer be allowed to teach schoolchildren that the Christian viewpoint on sexual morality is, quotes, objectively true. The Joint Committee on Human Rights, made up of members from Parliament and the House of Lords, has issued a report on the implementation of the SORs, the Regulations on Sexual Orientation. They have recommended that religious schools be required to modify their religious instruction to comply with the government-approved doctrine of non-discrimination. The government graciously proposes to allow religious schools to remain open and to continue to give instruction in various religious beliefs. But that instruction must be modified so that, quotes, homosexual pupils are not subjected to teaching as part of the religious education or other curriculum that their sexual orientation is sinful or morally wrong. Close the quotes. The report says that the regulations will not, quotes, prevent pupils from being taught as part of their religious education the fact that certain religions view homosexuality as sinful. But they may not teach a particular religion's doctrinal beliefs as if they were objectively true. The report says, and I quote, "We do not consider that the right to freedom of conscience and religion requires the school curriculum to be exempted from the scope of the sexual orientation regulations." Close the quote. The homosexual political doctrine accepted by the British and other governments requires that no distinction be made between the person, the act, and the condition or orientation. This means that effectively the government has rendered any criticism of the homosexual movement's political goals an offence, really a hate crime, against persons. This is the doctrine that the British Parliament has now incorporated into the nation's law. It officially marks Britain as anti-Christian. The government knows very well that no Christian school can possibly teach the biblical position on morals as anything but objectively true. Nobody forces homosexuals to attend religious or Christian schools. If they don't like what they're being taught, they have every opportunity to go to a state school where they'll hear all the relativistic drivel they want. Instead of telling them to exercise that freedom, the British government has chosen rather to launch an all-out attack on what remains of a Christian testimony in once Christian Britain, bringing the nation to the brink of the awful fulfillment of the dire warning of Psalm 9, verse 17. This is a dark day for Britain. Is America far behind?
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you have tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the program format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then we give you our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we'd be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write to us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's relatively easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Please don't forget the word radio. That's ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you and that you'll join us on our website this week.
The promise of God to every believer is given us in the 10th Psalm. Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear. So when the Lord Jesus says, enter your closet, what he is saying is that if you would have communion with God, you must get away from all that would hinder or distract. When he says, shut the door, he's saying, if you would get away from everything that would hinder or distract, then you must give your undivided attention to this matter of prayer and prepare your heart thereto. And then he says, pray to your Father. To give your undivided attention to this matter of prayer, says Jesus, you must focus on your Father. In the faith that he loves you and will hear you. Focus on him. Now, how do you focus on the Lord? This is so very basic to Christian living. And yet I think it's where most of us stumble. Let me ask you just to take an inventory of your own prayer life. Have a look at it. What is it? For most Christians, it's a sudden rush into the presence of God.
with an attack of the gimmies. Lord, give me this, give me that, give me the other. Lord, do this, do that, do the other. That's all it is. But there's little consciousness of that God is our Father. There's little enjoyment of that spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. How do we overcome this? How do we focus our attention on our Father? Well, could I suggest to you that we do so by attending first to His Word? The Word and prayer always go together. And Christians make a great mistake and they cut themselves off from great blessing when they divorce the reading of Scripture from prayer. Some have the practice of reading the Scripture at one part of the day and praying at another part of the day. Now, I'm all for reading the Scripture and taking time to read the Scripture and then taking time to pray. But let me tell you, there must be a coalescing of those two elements. You must bring them together. The Word and prayer go together. And if you divorce them, you will not be able to pray. It is a very unusual person who can live in the world with all the thoughts and purposes of the world, however legitimate, and then can be faced with all the filth of the world and be bombarded with all the attacks of the world. And then have to come home and deal with all the pressures and problems of family life. And then simply walk into the closet, close the door, and just like that, be able to get right into the presence of God and know what it is to have communion with God. It's very, very unusual. There must be a preparation, and that preparation must be by attending to God's Word. One of the greatest writers on the Lord's Prayer. And I must ask you not to tell Dr. Paisley that I have this man's book in my library. He searched for it once to borrow it. And I honestly couldn't find it at the time. And I've been forever grateful. But one of the greatest writers on the Lord's Prayer, one of the most beautifully simple writers on the Lord's Prayer, was a Church of England minister, much admired by the late C.H. Spurgeon. His name was C.H. Waller. And Waller put it this way, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth," is no bad preparation for "Hear, Lord, for thy servant speaketh." And if we would want to be able to speak, first of all, we listen. If there's one thing that we have lost in most of evangelical Protestantism, possibly because of the boogeyman of mysticism, any carnal character that comes along, that gets into the pulpit, that's filled with a swelled head of empty theological speculation, who doesn't know the depths of personal holiness and a personal walk with God, scares Christians off from the secret place with the boogeyman of mysticism, and they haven't a clue what mysticism is. But possibly because of that, in evangelical Protestantism, and in most of our Reformed churches, we have lost the secret of listening to our God. What does he say? "Keep silence before me." What does that mean? What does it mean? Come on now. When you tell your child to keep silent, do you expect it to have a PhD in theology before he can understand you? No, no. You expect them to understand, and the Lord does too. Solomon warns us, when you come into the presence of the Lord, watch your step and watch your words. Watch your words. We knew it last week, the last time we looked at this, that in the model prayer the Savior gives us, the emphasis, at least in part, is on brevity. Now, there's a place for continuing all night in prayer. But prayer is not great because of its length. It's great because of its depth. And if we would be able to come into God's presence, we should, before we speak, do some listening. We should attend to the Word of God. We will find that the Word will give us great thoughts of God. I've often told people when they come asking, how do I study the Bible? They want rules of exegesis and exposition. And they want to be able to do what they see preachers doing and outline a book and outline the sections of that book and go on through it in a very analytical way. Now, you may be able to do that and you may not. But let me tell you, those are only the bones of Bible study. And I've often told people the place to start is in a chapter by chapter reading of the Word of God. In my study at home, I have a book this thick, a very old and worn book. It gives us the meditations of one Bishop Hall. One of the beauties of it is he starts in Genesis chapter 1. And what he is doing is really just praying his way through the chapters of the Bible. That's how to study God's book. When you come to a chapter, what does it teach me about God? What does it teach me specifically about Christ? What are the great doctrines of this chapter? What are the virtues that it recommends? What are the sins that it condemns? What are the examples from which I may learn? These are the things to ask a chapter when you're reading it. And take the time to write them down. And when you have so trained your thinking and you have allowed the Word of God to give you great thoughts about God, great thoughts about His Son, great thoughts about His salvation, great examples of His dealings with His people, you will find that Word will convict you of your sin. It will direct you into the will of God. It will set your desires in prayer in the context of the will of God. It will enable you to pray. Yes, it will do much more. It will motivate you to pray. I would say that any use of the Word of God that doesn't lead us to pray is probably illegitimate. And I know, especially for students, that may sound an extreme, a very extreme statement. But I am sick, sore, and absolutely tired of what our churches and our seminaries, that should really be called cemeteries for the most part, what they are doing to the Word of God, that they take this living Word and it has become as dry as dust. It has become the vehicle for stupid professors to show the depths of their stupidity by bringing in all the philosophy of the world and all the so-called scholarship of the liberal mind. And when we have come to the Word of God and we have so mishandled it, there is nobody would be driven to pray as a result. And I tell you, that is an illegitimate use of God's Word. Any legitimate use of Scripture will lead us to pray. We'll focus our attention on our Father. And when we have focused our attention, then Jesus says, pray. Pray to the Father.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at faithfpc@freepres.org. That's faithfpc@freepres.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.freepres.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free, 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us once again as we let the Bible speak.